Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you once again. Welcome to the place to get everything you need to have the cleaning company you've always wanted, the cleaning company that you deserve. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me or you want to hire me to speak at your next event, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com. Of course, you can give us a call at 480-648-5149. Questions, thoughts, input. We'd love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Fran Ruff, mother of four, grandmother to five, not to mention owner of Maids for Moms. Maids for Moms has been serving the Columbia, South Carolina area with residential and small office cleaning for just under a year. If you want to reach out to Fran, you can get a hold of her at www.maidsformoms.com. Fran, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I've got a bunch of, just off the introduction, I've got a bunch of questions that I've got. I'm guessing Cleaning Nation has a bunch of questions. First of all, Maids for Moms, that's a really interesting title, and it makes me think there's something to do with moms in there. Talk to me.
Yes, it's very much to do with moms. I am a single mom, and most of my experience comes from just being busy and a mom and trying to keep my home tidy and organized, as well as trying to, being a mom, a volunteer, helping my community, just doing things that I want to do, as well as keeping my home as nice and as shiny as it can be.
I've never heard shiny, but I like that. Okay, good. So if anyone wants to see what a shiny home looks like, go visit Fran and she'll
there,
show you
go
how to
visit.
Make So first of all, I'm so terrible. Usually I invite nice human beings onto my show and then I abuse them. With you, I'm going to do the exact opposite. I love that name. And we hadn't talked before about this, but my fear was it was not anything to do with your company. But let me tell you what I love that so many, and you're new, so that's even, I'm even more impressed. So many owners of cleaning companies would say something like, oh my gosh, I can't, Maids for Moms, that excludes dads or married people or anyone that's not a mom. And I can't exclude. What if, whatever. So some non-mom human wants my services. I love the fact that you're like, good Lord, how many moms are in, a 20-mile driving distance from you? And that is so smart. I love that you're very clear with who you're serving. The name of our company is Grow My Cleaning Company. If you're a building contractor and you come to our website, you're probably going to immediately go, this isn't for me. I'm okay with that, because if you own a cleaning company and you would like to grow it, you immediately know I'm in the right spot. So that puts you in such a good place. If I'm a mom and I want someone to come clean my house, instantly, when you tell me the name of your company, there's no question that I am in the right place. So and who you serve and what you're about, I absolutely love it. That said, first of all, is it just you or do you have staff yet?
I have one staff member.
Okay. Is she a mom?
She is a mother, yes.
Well, and is that, I guess that's really what I was going to ask, is does your strategy or your branding or your plan for your business encompass the people that you employ? Not that you would, I don't even know if it's legal to say I'm only going to hire moms. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Well,
but is that the goal to search out moms for employ, or is it really just who you serve?
It's both. I do want to help mothers, especially young mothers, maybe single mothers, mothers going to school. Sometimes they just need an income just to get them over the hump, or, something that they can do during the time while their kids are at school. And this is definitely the opportunity to do that. I usually have a few jobs in the morning and then we have a break. So if you need to pick up your kids, you can do that. And then we'll do something else in the evening. So I like to feel that my schedule is such that a mom, busy mom, can work there, as well as we can offer the services to moms wherever they're at, as far as my clientele.
I am dying to say some mean things about you, but you are just crushing it. I have nothing bad. It's the opposite. I hope that you are sharing that story with your clients, because if I'm in, maybe by the sound of my voice, you can tell that there's probably better than 30% chance I'm not a mom, but just putting myself in mom's shoes for 2 seconds, and I've got a couple dollars, and I would be considered an old mom, right? My 18-year-old boy is out of the house. We just adopted a young guy, but I'm definitely old. And I would very much value, if I were a mom, that, hey, you're an older mom and you're maybe doing okay in life and you can afford to have some help around the house. You could hire this gal or that gal or this company or that company, and I'm sure they do fine for you. But if it's important to you to not only get this problem solved of you being overwhelmed in your house and not being able to have it shiny, like our friend Fran,
yeah.
But if you'd like to give back to the community, and maybe you were a young mom once that needed some help and couldn't get a job or needed someone to look out for you, I think that is such a compelling story. Please tell me you're telling that from the mountaintops to on your website when you talk to people. That's so powerful.
That is something that I will now incorporate. I've told it to my business coach and a few of the people that have helped me to get to this point, but I've never really shared it.
Fran, go back to your business coach and yell at them, or just play this podcast and go, this is huge. I'm just kidding, business coach. No disrespect. Just having some fun with you. I would tell this to everybody I met, that you have such a powerful story, especially the fact that you're a single mom. In today's society, America, 2016, someone either knows a single mom, is a single mom, was raised by a single mom, but that status in our society is one of, man, we appreciate the heck out of what these human beings do for our community. And I just can't tell you that that's your message. I would just, and we're already like 7 minutes in. I haven't even asked you about your coaching, but you're doing so good. I want to make sure, not for you, well, A, that you don't miss the power that you've got, but B, that Clean Nation sees this. That's all I would do. That's your job, is just to tell that story. And sure, we need to, you know, get some systems for you and all that other stuff. But any of your questions that may have to do with client attraction or marketing or sales, my answer is just tell that story over and over and over. That's it. That's all. That's your whole job for the next however long you have this company.
All right.
I don't usually go this nuts on one thing. And I'm not even a single mom, or I'm not even a mom. So as an outside business coach who's a male and not a mom, married to a mom, going nuts about it, imagine what an actual mom, either looking to be hired that needs some help, or, I mean, that's just so compelling. That's such a unique selling proposition. It's so hard for people to find that. And a lot of times they feel, oh, I'm green, or I'm the cheapest, or they're, okay, you and everybody else is green, and you and everybody else says you're the cheapest, uh-huh. And only one of you can actually be the cheapest, and that guy can't make any money. They're in the wrong game. Your unique selling proposition, I don't know that anyone, this is my 150th show, and I've interviewed nobody with that kind of look at what we're doing. And, you know, I hate to say it, but if I'm listening to the show and I'm new, I am so knocking you off. not if you're in anywhere near South Carolina, that's rude. But if you're not in South Carolina, for crying out loud, especially if you're a mom, I would not knock you off, but I would have my wife immediately start a company and immediately knock you off. So that message, I just want to encourage you, so powerful. And for everyone listening, when I've talked about a unique selling proposition and how you have to be able to distinguish yourself on something important, not on price, not on I do green, or our employees are better than their employees, or the same crap that everybody else says, this is a perfect example of, I wish I could claim you as my client and say, oh yeah, Fran and I came up with this together and this is half my brand child. It's not. This is all Fran, and it's genius. All right. Enough of that. I really wanted to go into that because that's so powerful, but you didn't call in. Maybe you called in for me to tell you how genius you are, but we're done with that. How can I help you today?
Specific question. I would like to go into neighborhoods, some of the bigger, I guess, wealthier neighborhoods, but they have no solicitation signs, and I don't want to intrude and, you know, break rules, because I don't want that with my name, but there's got to be a way that people get in to introduce themselves to those places. So if you had any answers about that or some tips.
I'll yak about anything. Some of it's good. So I absolutely do. First of all, I love and respect your, a lot of people say, oh, no solicitation, but we're going to, I'm just going to do that. That's a great way to alienate the people you're trying to talk to. And you're talking about this door to door. The door says no solicitation, or the community says no solicitation?
The community.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So first
now,
of all,
of course,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, of course, you know, there's even in the neighborhoods that I can go into, there's some that say no trespassing and I'll just, you know, pass by. I'm really just putting a flyer either on the door or on the newspaper part of the mailbox. So
perfect. So perfect. Okay. So for the neighborhoods that say no solicitation, and I've heard this in my private coaching, so I know this is something that other people are interested in. I definitely am a big fan of respecting that. The worst way to start a relationship with any human, client, vendor, employer, otherwise, is to violate the one thing that you know about them, right? At this point, you know nothing other than they've chosen to live in a community that says we don't want solicitation. You go soliciting. I'm not saying it can't work. I'm just saying that's not for me, and I certainly wouldn't coach someone on that. Now, that said, I don't know the stats, but it's like we see something like 100 advertising messages a day or some obscene, you know, I don't have the stats. Someone will tweet me and tell me what time it is, but it's a huge stat, right? So the people that say no soliciting, instead of 117 messages, maybe they get 116 per day, because really what they're saying is don't go door to door, or you know, you can't solicit this way, but those people still see 100 advertising messages and they still pay attention to them, or people wouldn't spend that kind of money. So really, that just means no door-to-door sales. The door hangers, gosh, I have no idea about the technical law. I'd probably stay away from it there just because I really don't want, there's so many ways to get customers. There's no need to pick something that's going to upset somebody. So I'd probably stay away from that. But I don't know, especially if I'm in the neighborhood already because I've got a client in there. I've now been invited in, hanging a door hanger that says, hey, we clean next door. Whatever. You know, if someone want to do that, I don't know that I do it for my company, but I could stand behind it. The good news is there's only 100 other ways that you can contact them, whether it's Facebook, whether it's, you could do direct mail, right? You can pay if you can't go in, but the postman certainly can. And for 48 cents or whatever the rate is nowadays, they will deliver anything you want to those people, right to their door with no upset. So, and you can certainly buy lists of neighborhoods, right? And I love that you're identifying, hey, I want to work in the wealthier neighborhoods. No discrimination or disrespect to folks living in $150,000 homes, but we've just found they don't have $263 or whatever you charge to have their house shine every month. But if their homes are worth $500,000 or more, you know, depending on your part of the neighborhood or the country, those folks tend to want my service. So long story short, don't focus on the one way that you can't advertise to them or communicate a message. Focus on the 172 ways that you can, whether it be online, offline, direct mail, phone, Facebook groups, paid advertising. There's magazine ads that go to there, newspaper inserts that go. There's 100 ways to quote unquote solicit to those people that don't include the ways that are going to upset them. Did that answer your question?
That did.
Cool. Anything else you need? Any other questions? Any other help? That was a quick and easy one. So if you want a bonus one, jump in.
Let's see.
No pressure if you don't. I just want to give you an opportunity. Oh, you got, okay. If you got one, go, sister.
I drew a blank. What was I going to ask?
No problem. If you can't come up with it, we'll have you on the show in another 6 months and we'll figure something out. All right. So again, the one of the things, since we've got a couple minutes, I want to reinforce, and I was saying it a little bit tongue in cheek, but I want to show how that actually works. So many people ask the wrong question. I spend a third of my day saying it's not the advertising method, right? So it's not whether you go on Facebook or do an advertising in a magazine or go door to door, or, you know, there's just a dozen answers to the question, how can I get my message out to people? And the problem is every salesperson of said media method is going to tell you their way is the absolute best way to get your message out to people. But that's not correct. The correct way is, where do your customers go for that kind of information? So the two things that you need to do are what your message is and where do those people congregate? So where do they congregate? Mm-hmm. Just from what you've told me already in terms of Maids for Moms and knowing, and you want certain neighborhoods, you're already far ahead of a lot of the people I talk to in terms of where to go. It seems like you've got a good picture of who your client is and where they hang out. Is that fair?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So the second thing that you've already got, but I want to make sure you put these together so you miss it, is what the message should be. And so many people, I get so frustrated, especially newer, older, doesn't matter, business owners talking about themselves. We do this and we do that. And we're all about this. And people do not care about you. They only care about themselves, and they only care about you to the degree that they perceive you can help them. You, on the other hand, have an amazing message. I'm telling you, all of your advertising budget should revolve around so again, still how you can serve them. So people are going to go, hold on, Mike, you're contradicting yourself, right? You say, you know, always talk about them and what you can do for them. But to Fran, you say, talk all about herself and her maids and her moms and stuff. Superficial thinking. Let's go down a level. The reality is, what you can do for them is offer them the opportunity to serve and contribute to somebody or a group of people that is important to them. That is so much more valuable than if you give me $26, I will put my hand in your toilet for 20 minutes or whatever the case may be. That's a low value proposition. So in addition to, and it sounds like you already get it, I want your house to shine. You've got your own story. Stories are so compelling in marketing. Story, 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 story. The first story is I was a young single mom and I needed help. And some days I got it and some days I didn't. But the people that did help me really made a difference, not just to me, to my children. And my children now have children. And the gift or the help or the support that I got from the community didn't just help me, it helped these other 9 human beings that and their spouses that we've,
right,
you know, so that's a huge thing. And I saw the value in that, and I wanted to continue that. And I'm giving you the opportunity to serve some of the moms that I have and employ while we make you a sparkly house. That is serving such a need in terms of perfect example. We're recording this the day after the election. Doesn't matter which way you went. The winner of the election that Donald Trump, nobody thought he was going to win, agree with his message or not, he communicated something that resonated in a way that people didn't get. That's what I'm encouraging you to do, right? So many cleaners want to talk about cleaning products and green, and our hiring people are best, and we've got better insurance, and we're cheaper. Things that people don't care about, that don't resonate. I promise you, when you start talking about helping single moms to married moms or younger moms to older moms, and how that's your mission, and you want to help moms all across the board, that is a message that will resonate with your specific demographic. So repeat that message. You will win with that message. I know it's super unconventional, which is fantastic. Let all your other let your competitors talk a bunch of nonsense about, I've been in business 20 years and member of the Better Business Bureau and 42 reviews on Yelp. All that, and that's fine. I'm not knocking reviews or the Better Business Bureau, but that's so everyone says the same thing. So I just want to encourage you. The key to the whole operation is not, is it Facebook or Google? Is it direct mail or door hangers? Is it, you know, on and on and on? It's, are you getting the right message to your people? And you, Fran, accidentally or not, have got the right message. So I really want to encourage you, just repeat that. If you repeat that message in a story way that's compelling, and you put it anywhere that moms congregate that have enough money to buy your service, anywhere that moms congregate that have enough money to buy your service, said it twice because it's important, you will win with that message. All right, that's enough of my rant. Any other questions or thoughts before we move on?
Oh, no, that was a lot. That was wonderful. Thank you.
You are welcome. I talk way too fast, but it's all recorded, so feel free to play it back on slow if you need me to stop talking like a madman. All right, let's have me shut up for 2 seconds and give Fran the opportunity to share some of her experience with the world via the lightning round. I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions. I have 1,000% confidence with the wisdom that you've shared that you're going to give 3 amazing answers. Question number 1, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received, personally or professionally?
The best piece of advice that I've ever received was just be yourself.
Hard to miss with that. Go ahead.
Yes. Just don't try to be like company A. Don't try to be like company C. You have a niche and it's just there for you. I mean, just be yourself.
I couldn't say it better. It's always, 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 always more effective to be a good version of yourself, which you think may not be a great self, than a terrible version of somebody else that you think is amazing. So Frank, couldn't agree more. And I love that you're living it, right? You're just from the name of your company to how you're doing things isn't what everyone else is doing. And I don't know if you've started to get amazing results yet, but you keep down this path and you will. Question two, what is the biggest mistake? I know you've just started, but what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business?
When I started, I thought I was doing well by saying, oh no, I can be there in an hour and offering a set price and then come to a bathroom that would alone take 3 hours. Yeah, definitely do consultations. My biggest mistake was not doing a walkthrough and making a checklist of what was actually going to need the biggest work.
Well, and let me add on to that, because you hit on something I'm always banging my fist about, is not only for that amazingly good reason of, hey, I said it's going to take 3 hours, now it takes 9. Do I make myself a liar and ruin my integrity, or do I do 9 hours of work for 3 hours of pay? Both bad options.
So yeah.
Not only do you eliminate, or not eliminate, but boy, dramatically reduce that. But I found the people that you do, because there's so many people online, we email our quotes, we don't have time, blah, blah, blah. Fine. That's fine. But in addition to running into what you just outlined, you have you'll close more business, especially when you go in there. Everyone else is going to talk price and square footage and hours. You're just going to tell your story. That's what they care about. Obviously, you'll give them a price and you'll lay out what you're going to do for them. That's 10% of the conversation. 90% is the story. You go in there and tell that story face to face. You were gonna crush other people that email. First of all, the other people that email a bid have no chance. The other people that come in and talk about square footage and dollars and hours are going to lose to your story every time. That's just gonna happen. So you will close more business for more money. They will stay longer. They will complain less. They will be overall better customers. So it's not just, well, I close 92% when I'm in person and 30% over bid, but those customers spend more, stay longer, complain less, quit less frequently. They're just better caliber customers. Sorry, you just got me fired up. All right, last question. I promise I'll let you talk. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice today? Something they can implement right away to improve their life and or their business?
Talk about your business to yourself every day.
What's that mean?
That might sound weird, but I believe in my message, and I wrote it down, but I had to say it to myself every day that I'm really out here. I'm really out here just to help people. So I have to say that to myself every day when it's hard or when I don't think it's going to go as fast as I think it's going to go. I have to remember that I'm out here to help people. And because I'm helping people, in the end, it's all going to work out.
Gosh, we've not spoken before today, but that is like advanced. Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. Knowing your why and communicating that to your community, that's just massive and huge. All right, Fran, I truly, not that I have not enjoyed talking with other 150 or so guests, but I really especially enjoyed talking with you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your perspective, your passion. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Fran's show notes page and, of course, get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, you'll find it all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.